Well, questions are being asked about whether former US President Donald Trump can get a fair trial in New York City. Jury selection continues today. Dozens of potential jurors have already been excused after saying they couldn't be impartial. Mr. Trump is charged with falsifying business records related to hush money that was paid to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. He's been ordered by the judge to attend each day of the jury selection, today included. Joining us from outside the Manhattan courthouse hearing this case is AP's Philip Crowther. Good morning. Welcome to the program, Philip.
Hello, good to be with you.
This jury selection is proving to be a pretty tough job, isn't it? How's it going?
Yeah, it's been relatively tough. We were expecting it to be difficult to find 12 jurors and alternates as well. These are substitutes, essentially, who would be able to judge this trial or give a verdict in an impartial way. But things have sped up this afternoon here local time. There are now six jurors who have been sworn in. So that's a third essentially done of this job. Now, of course, many have been left by the wayside because out of the 96 who came into the courtroom yesterday to start off proceedings, very many were dismissed immediately because they said they could not be impartial, they could not be neutral, that they had already made up their mind about Donald Trump. But some have been found who say they can be impartial, and indeed the defense and the prosecution believe they can be. Now, others, there were questions by Donald Trump's defense team into past social media postings by them, for example, and they were then dismissed in the end. So this is a process that we expect to continue at least for another day, maybe another few days, until a whole jury can be seated. We already have a timeline here coming up, by the way, and it's a little bit faster than we thought. Already this coming Monday, the judge says the jurors should be coming back for opening statements in this trial.
Mr. Trump is required to be there in court in person for each day of the trial. Not particularly pleased about that. What's he said?
Yeah, he tends to speak only, of course, outside of the courtroom. He was actually criticized by the judge directly in the courtroom today because he seemed to have been muttering something and possibly even addressing one of the potential jurors. He was told off by the judge and told not to do that again, essentially. But the time is when we hear from him. It's just before he enters the courtroom. There's a camera set up in the hallway outside of the courtroom, and just afterwards as well, that's when he tends to give his point of view on the case. Now, you've probably heard his essential point of view, which is that he believes, well, first of all, he said that he is not guilty. He's also said that he believes this is a political witch hunt against him, that this is what the Trump campaign is calling the Biden trial, something that was orchestrated by the Biden administration. That's the point of view of Donald Trump. But essentially, he's having to show a lot of patience here as well, because he does have to sit in that courtroom every single day. And he seems to be doing so relatively attentively, looking closely at the questionnaires that these potential jurors are answering in the courtroom, and sometimes, you know, nodding, sometimes seeming to be in agreement with some of the things that these potential jurors are saying. But yes, we expect him to be in this courtroom for a whole 6 weeks. That is the expected duration of this trial.
Thank you for the update on that. That is AP's Philip Crowther from outside the Manhattan courthouse, where President Donald Trump is being tried.